On June 16th, L. Fagan, an art restorer from Connecticut, was tweaking an antique frame. As a rule, when working with solvents, she'd be here. But it was a little humid that day, so she chose to work in there. Notice those. And that. L. felt woozy. Then it hit her. She hurried outside, and as her heart rate returned to normal, she vowed to give her son an extra big hug next time she saw him. Speaking of hugs, across the ocean, Gio Aranda was celebrating a catch when his bracelet flew off his hand. 56 seconds earlier, he had loosened the band to reapply sunscreen when he got a bite. Excited, he grabbed his rod and proceeded to land an 8-pound bass. It wasn't, but he thought he'd seen the last of that bracelet. So he was astonished a few weeks later to get a call from a scuba enthusiast who'd found it while abalone diving. Going for a swim was unfortunately not an option for Chloe Koutsakis. Quarantined for 2 weeks in a hotel in Sydney, she decided to run a half marathon. Not to be outdone, in a different hotel 1.2 kilometres away, Joel Dawson was completing a 100K. Both indoor athletes would subsequently need an ice bath.